Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have lots to share with you, but let's first go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, O God, for who you are, for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness and your love. Thank you, Father. We bow before you asking and begging you for forgiveness of our sins, for our slothful nature, for being a silent people when we should be bold and courageous for your name's sake. We ask that you protect us from the evil one. He is on the prowl, and we know he has already been defeated. Let us hold that truth ever so close. I ask that you place a hedge of protection around President Donald Trump. Please put before him godly men with righteous counsel. Make our hearts like yours, Father, that your wants will be consumed, that our wants will be consumed by your will. I ask your blessing in each of my listeners, my advertisers, and my sponsors. Lighten the yoke of each of their burdens and bring them peace that only you can give. Here I am, send me, O Father. Bless CSE Talk Radio. May we grow in territory and be your beacon to many, encouraging and challenging each in their lives and, Father, in this nation. For such a time as this, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I went to Wyoming this week. I have been telling you I was going, and it was a great time. We saw some great sights. We decided to drive instead of to fly, and so we did that, and my husband and Rudy did most of the driving. Well, they did all the driving. I didn't drive at all. I just sat back and enjoyed it all. And we saw a few sights. My husband and I had never been out west, and so we went there and saw the Badlands and saw the monuments. I've lost my train of thought here. We saw Devil's Tower and decided to rename it God's Footstool, and, just being a little jestful because of things. We saw the
Mount Rushmore
Monument, and we saw lots of things and lots of land. I had a statement in my speech that we are a nation from sea to shining sea, and there's a whole lot of nation in between, and we only went through a few states, and we drove and drove and drove. Beautiful country. Some of it vast. Some of it was very few trees, and then we get to Missouri, and it's all trees, and we just loved it. But, you know, we did check the news on occasion, and it's still the same old things going on. And it breaks my heart. It really does. I don't consider what's going on a revolution. There are no sensical requests, only violence and even drug use, looting and murder. That's all I see. I don't see anybody requesting anything that truly makes sense for a nation. These are the times. These times, like these, that try the souls of men. These are the times that try men's souls, Thomas Paine said. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. When I was in Wyoming this week, as I entered the building that was hosting their convention, their state Republican convention, there was a little monument of sorts, and beneath it, there was a time capsule buried. Now, we didn't get to see the time capsule. That'll be opened at some years down the road. But on this was an inscription. We are all faced with great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. To argue with a man who has renounced the use of authority of reason and whose philosophy consists in holding humanity in contempt is like administering medicine to the dead or endeavoring to convert an atheist by scripture. And that's, again, Thomas Paine. But that phrase on that monument as I entered the building resonated with me. As we see what's going on and we feel helpless where we are to stop it, but it is brilliantly disguised as an impossible situation, but it is a great opportunity. Now, we make fun of the left for claiming that these crises are opportunities for them to gain more control, which is true. That's what they want to do. But I have noticed that there seems to be no reasoning with the left. They are angry. Their rage allows them to see nothing but the sparks of their anger, and it blinds them from all reason. And there can be no conversation. To destroy monuments, to destroy history, leaves a wrong connotation behind. Alexis de Tocqueville stated this: when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. What we are going through right now with all of these riots, not protests, everyone has a right to protest, but the rioting, the looting, the destruction, wanting our history to be, and you know, we have those dark moments in our history that we have things we're ashamed of. But we have grown so much from that. If we're such an evil nation, why are so many people jumping through so many hoops to get here? It would seem that America is walking in darkness. We choose the left over the right over the righteousness. Let me repeat that. We choose the left or we choose the right over righteousness. It's not about being a Democrat or Republican or a left, a liberal or a conservative. It's about having righteousness. We choose evil over good, the perverse over the normal of the creation. We choose death over life. Nonsense replaces common sense and anger over reason. We have become the fools who truly cannot see the forest for the trees. Words are cliche, and I love the quotes. I use them only to make a point that action speaks louder than words. Not action of violence and tearing down, but actions of building up and making things, all things, for all people better. When words are changed, their meaning becomes misunderstood. And there is a purpose in this. When did America cease to be a republic and take the role of a democracy, of mob rule? When did that happen? I'd say a long, long time ago. Why do we always blame a president, whether it's this one or President Barack Obama or Bush? Why do we blame the president for the failings of this land? When there are two other branches of government, they hold responsibility as well. Is it not the legislative branch who makes the laws and then turn around and the executive branch is responsible for enforcing those same laws? So if there are bad laws, who do you blame? You blame the president. In my speech before the Wyoming Republican State Convention, I pointed out that liberty and freedom is always in the hands of the people. We have to be paying attention, my friends. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.